I think we all can agree that streaming video is a great tool for churches to connect with their congregation and reach new audiences. However, simply broadcasting sermons online isn't enough. To truly maximize the impact of your online ministry, you've got to understand who you're trying to reach. We got some valuable advice on streaming video next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
And Steve, it's the very first podcast for the new year 2025. How does that make you feel?
I don't know. I remember when I moved to Tucson, I got a driver's license that wouldn't expire for 25 years. And it said that it was going to expire way in the future in 2019. I thought, oh, that's just way, it's unimaginable. It's like 2068 or something, you know, when you look at it. But now it's come and gone.
You know, I had a dream the other night that my license has expired and I actually need to go look and see if it actually has expired. Maybe it has. I don't know. I do remember talking with my brother when I was a little boy. My brother is about 12 years older than I was. And I remember asking him, do you think we'll live to see the year 2000? And he goes, yeah, I think so. You know, I'll be in my 50s or whatever, and you'll be in your 40s. So anyhow, and by the way, Michael Gray is with us today. He's actually producing our podcast. We're doing things a little different this year. We're using a different platform. And so Michael might jump in here as well. Just depends if we get out of hand here. He'll reel us in. So anyhow, so happy new year to everybody. And thanks for being with us on the Church Solutions Podcast.
All right. What are we talking about today?
Well, this is episode number 457. I think we need to continue with what we've done over the last 10 or 12 years and just keep stepping on each other.
And all right, sounds good.
Asking really awkward. All right, this is episode 457. Today, we're going to talk, since it's a new year, we want to talk about streaming video, but not just streaming video, but streaming smarter. And actually, we're going to talk about understanding your online audience. And we are actually borrowing some content from Graham Spencer. He's out of the UK, Scotland, actually. And we've had Graham on our podcast before. And there's actually a digital assessment link on the blog here. And it's actually on streamingchurch.tv. That's us, in case you're listening for the first time. We are streamingchurch.tv. And if you go to resources at streamingchurch.tv, you can scroll down. You see the digital ministry assessment tool. That's free. And he actually has a whole course. And so we're going to talk a little bit about really your online audience, identifying your online audience and those kind of things. Does that sound okay to you?
That sounds like a really good idea.
All right.
This actually fits into his five-part digital ministry outline that talks about the five major areas. Do you remember what they were?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm trying to think of them as we go here. Audience was one of them. Knowing your audience was one of them. Strategy,
that's right,
was another one of those.
Yeah.
Team and content.
Content, yeah.
And equipment.
There you go.
Those were the five. We got all five of them. So yes, but the foundation, if I was to lay a foundation for all five of those, which a lot of people focus on equipment. They jump to equipment first, but the foundation for all of these, I think, is both your audience and your strategy, and your strategy is dependent upon your audience.
Yeah, that's right.
This is really the foundation. And if you don't lay this thing right, then you're going to, I think you're going to be making some mistakes and probably wasting some of your effort and not getting the results you want.
Yeah, and so, I think people are frustrated. I mean, with the pandemic, everybody had the stream and, okay. But now I know some people are frustrated with, not getting maybe the amount of viewers that they want, or it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere for them. So this stuff that we're going to talk about today and the stuff that Graham has really is helpful, and it's a real key to, to having a successful streaming video ministry.
Yeah, it's been a real eye-opener as I've gone through the material. It's like, oh yeah, I guess if you don't get that right, and you're, because a lot of people address, and it's what, human nature, they address symptoms like, oh, you have this problem, you need to work on this, or your stream's not getting the audience you need. You need to do this, you know, you need to, and without a, this is really a holistic approach to looking at the breadth of everything and putting together a really good solution. So it starts with knowing your audience.
Defining your audience. And just by the way, to plug him again, it's Graham Spencer. And I believe his organization is called MediaMentoring.net. I think you can go to MediaMentoring.net.
Yes.
And you can find out more about it. He's actually got a video course that he's just released, and I haven't gone through it all, but I've gone through the first five or six, and it's, I'm telling you, it's really good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. Yeah.
And so, Graham is, he didn't talk about it much, but he's formerly associated with God TV, and I think he was probably one of their producers or something like that. So yeah, he knows his stuff.
Yeah, he really does.
And he's like us. He's been around, huh?
He's got the gray hair. Well, I don't know, he doesn't have any hair now. But anyhow, all right. Well, let's just jump into it, because I'm sure people are listening here going, all right, well, what's this all about? So let's talk about defining your audience. So we're talking about having really smarter with our online video, with our streaming. You got to understand your online viewers. And so the first thing is you've got to define your audience. So that's really the foundation for successful streaming. And if you go to blog.streamingchurch.tv, you can keep score at home, because that's where I've got some notes on this that I have borrowed from Graham. So let's talk about defining your audience, shall we?
We shall.
All right. So the first thing is, go ahead.
Well, it really falls into, he characterizes three main categories. And one of the categories that he targets is, I'm jumping ahead. I'm looking at our notes. I'm jumping ahead, huh?
Yeah, don't jump ahead.
Anyway, let's jump into the topic of who they are, and then we'll come back to.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess the first step here is to identify who your current audience is, who's watching now, and that may be aligned with who you want to reach. It might not. I mean, as we get into this, you know, one of the first things is to identify, you know, who's your current audience.
Yeah.
And
demographics, their interest, if you can do that, their online habits, if you can do that.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah. So, but as we get into this, as we define the different audiences, you may want to tailor, you may have an audience. I think a lot of churches have an audience that falls into this first group. And this first group is what he calls the maintenance group. And that's basically those that know you and love you and are a part of your congregation, and they're there almost every weekend, but they're first, you know, they can't make it a Sunday or something. And so they're your main line. They're the guys that are committed to you, and they're going to be actually the most forgiving of you because they know you and they love you.
So forgiving, you mean if you goof up online or you make a technical mistake? Is that what you're talking about when you say forgiving?
I mean, Graham has a very good illustration regarding your home and guests to your home, which I think this thing does, it does apply. It's kind of like if you or Mike or somebody's coming over, some people I know pretty well are coming over to my house, I might straighten up and, you know, get rid of some obvious stuff, or might not do anything at all. Because I know, you know me, you've been over before, you know what the house is all about, you know, we have grandkids and stuff, so you'll understand. So those are the people closest to me. I'm going to prepare in a certain way. Now, if I'm going to have a small group at my church, so this is a larger group of people, some of which I don't know as well, I'm going to do some more cleaning up. I'm going to vacuum the carpet. I'm going to get all the kids' toys off the floor, and you know, you're going to go through another level of preparation for people coming to your home. And then the last group, which my kids have just gone through, is they've sold their homes. So I want to show my best to complete strangers. So I may repaint some things, remodel some things, rip out some carpet or furniture, or I'm going to go to great lengths for those that I want to make a really good impression to that I don't know very well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But so what about if your wife decides to start painting Christmas morning? Where does that fall into the category?
You either, depending on the group, you're going to cancel some things.
My wife did that because we had people coming over for Christmas dinner. But anyhow, I'm getting off track. All right. Now, you were talking about, so we talked about maintenance, and that's the people that you know, Mike and I come into your place, right? We all know each other. We don't care. But then you got into missional, and then you got into ministry, the three categories. So the ministry part is people you don't know.
Yeah. That's,
that would go with the house, you know, yes. Selling the house. So you want to get the house ready because there's people walking in to look at your house that you don't know. So it would be kind of the same way with streaming video. If you're trying to reach. Yeah, go ahead.
Streaming, I think the maintenance group are those people that are a part of your church. They go every week. They know your foibles and your strengths and your weaknesses. And so that's a group you may want to reach. There's another group that's a little bit wider than that. Grant calls them missional. And I think for me, I would target those are local people that are not a part of your church yet. So they haven't been to your church. They live in your area and they can easily come to your church. So that's another group of people that I don't know. And so, I'm going to prepare a certain way for that group as opposed to the first group. And then the third group is a ministry group. And for me, I kind of put this into these may be the geography may be more expansive here. I may want to do an online ministry. I want to be able to minister people in a certain area or with
more
certain
global.
Needs. More of a global thing.
Right.
I mean, Grant might not have characterized things this way. But since we deal with a bunch of different churches, we do have some churches that fit into all three of these. The reason they're coming to us to stream, some of them are targeted. They don't really care about their local community. They have more of a worldwide ministry. They want to have more of an online ministry. So they're going to do some things for that. So the house cleaning example kind of aligns with this. So if I'm going to just want to provide some live streaming for my core people that are already committed to my church, that's probably the least challenging on my part as a church to do some streaming for them. So I can typically put up a camera and not spend a lot. And I'm going to probably replicate the service that they would come to over the weekend and just provide it in their home for them.
And again, depending on your audience. So the bottom line is this, when we're talking about streaming video, you need to really kind of decide who's going to be my target audience, right? I mean, are you going to go after the people locally? Are you going to just continue to just be happy? And there's nothing wrong with this. What I'm saying, if you're just happy with the people that come to your church and know you very well, what we would call a maintenance mode, you would just go ahead and do that. And nothing wrong with that. But you know, maybe you want to do more missional, where you want to reach people in your community and do more of that.
I have a small input. You will find that in business and past, when I would approach a customer and say, okay, who's your target audience? They would always say, everyone.
Yeah. Not,
yeah.
So
not the right answer.
If you target everyone, you will actually end up targeting no. You need to understand, what are you doing? Who are you trying to reach? Or who are you providing these tools for? And answer the why. Get clarity of who that audience is and stay focused on reaching them. My two cents.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah,
good point. I think that the fact that you can't address everyone is because once you define your target, it's going to not only change how you choose to stream, but it's going to affect the content that's going to go into your stream as well. So, for example, I can, you know, people come into church and they've been part of my church for a long time. A lot of Christianese slips in and I've got some words in there that everyone understands because they've been a part of this. And if I try that vocabulary or those kind of words in my content, but I'm trying to reach, you know, people in my neighborhood that have know nothing about my church or a church at all, then I'm going to misfire. I'm going to, you know, if I'm talking to my maintenance group, that's going to turn off my missional group that, you know, so this falls into, you know, who you're trying to address and what strategy you do. And then once you get those figured out, that's going to affect all the other three things, what content I'm putting together, what equipment I choose, what team I put together, all that sort of thing.
So how do you make a decision? How do you decide who you're going to target?
I think it's a function of the mission and vision you have for your church as a whole, and it's going to need to align with that. So if my mission and vision is to spread the gospel to those that I encounter or in my area, then it's going to fall into one area. If I'm trying to equip my saints and that's the primary focus and I want to keep my guys well fed and well nourished and well equipped, then that's my primary focus, and I just need a small set of people that I'm ministering to, and I want to make sure that they're best equipped to do the work of the gospel, then that's another group. The third one would be if I had a mission that was, I just want to spread the gospel. I want to, reach the world. So it's going to align with the vision and mission you have for your church, right?
Sure. And there's some questions you can even ask yourself if you're trying to make a decision on that part. If you're a leader, maybe you're a new ministry or starting something, there's a few questions you can ask yourself that can kind of guide to your audience definition, which we happen to have on the blog. If you could only use your digital ministry to communicate with three types of people, who would they be? Another question to ask is, who do you feel compassion or empathy towards? I sound like Jerry Seinfeld, don't I? Who? What's with that? But another question is, what do you need? What do you need to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to, let me back up. Let's just roll the tape backwards here. What need do you want to meet? Yeah. Is there a need in your community, that's very much a problem that maybe, again, you could try to meet that need? How would you do that? Other than family and close friends, of course, who would you choose to share a meal with? I mean, the answer for me would be nobody, including my family. I don't want to share a meal with my family either. I'm just kidding. Of course I do. Questions, and then he goes on to talk about, who would you choose to share your faith with? Who could you impact the most? And then another question you could ask is, what strangers do you enjoy hanging out with? There's a few people I enjoy hanging out with, but I'm not going to get into that here. But anyhow, so those are some key questions that could also help you define your audience.
Michael's raising his hand, or were you?
Zero down, I think. I don't know what his name
is. No, I was saying zero strangers I want to interact with. Zero is the correct number.
Come on, the guys that have Jeeps and off-roading and some other habits or some other hobbies that we share, I'm sure you
tolerate the fact that we have to talk and communicate in order to do what we do. However, given the option, I would just enjoy silence.
Yeah, that's the problem with this company. We're all made up of introverts here. That's our problem here. We need somebody that's an extrovert. Anybody, we'll take any applications. If you're an extrovert, apply. Just go to streamingchurch.tv. Yeah. We're all introverts here.
And some of these things, as you're getting your ministry started, you're asking these same questions. And I think if you've been around for a little while, the ministry's kind of matured in, okay, our niche is, it's like the old saying that I'm sure you're familiar with, is you attract who you are. And so I know that early days of our church, our founding pastor was a worship leader, and he tended to attract other people musically inclined, and that was a big part of our makeup was that. So I think you're gonna attract who you are as well, and I think you want to leverage your strengths on who you are as you try to determine what audience I'm gonna focus on.
Yeah, so absolutely. So I do want to say there is a digital ministry assessment tool that's free that you can take. We've talked about this last year and a year before, I think, and you can just go to streamingchurch.tv/resources and scroll down, and you'll see the take the digital ministry assessment tool for free. And we actually have it on the blog here. I've been talking about the blog, and if you're watching video here, I think Mike has put the blog up at times for the outline. So it's just take the digital ministry assessment. for free. And that's, it's not a very long deal, and it could give you some good information, some stuff to think about.
Yeah. It's kind of like a, somewhat like a personality kind of quiz kind of thing, or a self-assessment in different areas. And so it asks you, I don't know how many questions were there, maybe 25, takes about 10 minutes to get through or so. And then it comes back and compiles the results into a report that says, hey, you're looking really good on your defining your audience and weak on strategy, or, you know, spoiler alert, he says everyone's usually really good on team and technology and really weak on strategy and not very good in identifying their audience either.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, here's the deal, and you know, we're all about this, and that is, you know, you want to really, as we go into this new year, 2025, you really want to look at some things, and you really want to look at your streaming video, you want to understand your viewers better, and you want to really get a handle on it. And look, you can take it to the next level. I mean, it really, the old days of just putting a camera up and cut and paste, as our friend Kenny Jong talks about, those days are over with. You know, you want to be able to, and especially with all the technology that's out now, even when we first started to do this many, many years ago, I mean, technology is less expensive now, and there's lots of great tools out there, some of which is free. And so you could really take your ministry to the next level. But it all starts with really understanding your online viewers and understanding, you know, what your audience is, defining your audience and where you want to go.
Yeah. And that can be, in my opinion, I mean, you could have a certain audience already, but you could realize, hey, my heart and my mission is for this other audience. And that's probably why you get frustrated, right? You may have a vision for reaching those in my community, and I've got just my regulars that are attending online. And so, yeah, it all starts with figuring out who you want to reach, not necessarily who you are reaching currently, because I think that can change over time.
It can. All right. So we're going to wrap up here, but you can always go to blog.streamingchurch.tv and check out our notes. There's other stuff that we have with our past podcast. If you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, subscribe today, give us a rating, and you can go back and look at some of the stuff we've done, including Graham Spencer. We've interviewed him a couple times over the years. And I do want to say this as we wrap up. We are sponsored by Daily Dive 365. It's a new tool that can take your sermons and create daily devotionals from them automatically in your pastor's voice. It will do other things as well. And so check it out, dailydive365.com, something that could really be very useful here as you head into the new year.
Sorry.
All right. I think it's a wrap here. As always, we love to hear from you. We'd love to get your thoughts on, especially on this topic. Love to hear from you. So just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. And don't forget about a webinar. We did webinars all last year and a year before that and a year before that. We have a new webinar coming up. And you can go to webinar, is that the right link? webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Is that correct?
How about webinar.streamingchurch.tv?
Webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Sorry about that. We have a webinar coming up this month in January. And as we wrap up here, the webinar is going to be brought to you by, it's brought to you by us, but we're also partnering with Paul Allen Clifford, and he's going to talk about ProPresenter and how you can stream to ProPresenter. And there's three different ways he's going to cover, three different things you can do with ProPresenter when it comes to streaming video. If you're not familiar with ProPresenter, it's a great software for presentation software, excuse me, but you can also stream with it. And so we're looking forward to that webinar, and it's going to happen January 1st at 12 noon Eastern time. Am I right about that?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So sign up today. And even if you're not going to go to it, it's online, obviously. But if you can't make it, you could still sign up for it because you'll get the recorded version. That's right. For free.
Yeah,
right. Can't beat that. So webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Sign up for that, and you can sign up for our newsletter. We got a lot of cool stuff that we have planned for 2025, and we want your church to be a part of it. All right, we're done here as the awkward silence pops in. He is Steve Lacy. Michael Gray's behind the scenes producing this, and I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.